Country. Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. James Hardy Products, the world leader in fiber cement siding and backboard, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, so that's a LeBron Relay. That's how let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. We want to welcome all our listeners that's tuning in right now on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. We'd also like to welcome you to hour two of 3 hours of the best in home improvement information and education. We do the show live each Saturday evening from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time. Boy, we have a fantastic show hour for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Troy Herring from Insulation Company. We're going to be talking about some features and benefits about the adequate way to insulate your home and the type of insulation that is available. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to dip in that old email bag. So we've got a couple of nice emails. We have a couple emails that wants to know about toilet troubles, or steamy windows, and getting rid of fingerprints. All right, so we'll definitely get to these emails. And just shortly, we're going to have Mr. His name is Frank Mays. He's with Express Floors. He has a big showroom down there in the Big Easy. And Frank's going to give us a great update of what's going on in the rebuilding process. We're going to be talking to Frank. He's in the pit, so we're going to talk about what's going on down there. Also, we're going to try to get to the third part of a three-part series that we're doing about window replacement. Also, don't forget about our poll question of the week. As you know, there's a serious problem developing in the mortgage industry with the realtors predicting a drop in 2007 home sales, almost a 8.6% drop. But also, the forecast comes as delinquency among borrowers are very weak. Subprime markets are terrible. Repossessions are terrible. So this is what I want to know. Call the show right now at 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. And I want to know, how is your housing market in your particular area of the country? Also, I invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365 at HometalkUSA.com. And I'd like to welcome to the show. He is from Express Floors. His name is Frank Mays. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show with the crazy Cajun guy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Thanks so much.
Well, great. We're going to talk a little floors, Frank. I'm on a little field trip today. I'm out in Eugene, Oregon. I'm at the Oregon Broadcasters Convention here at the Hilton Hotel. Having a great time trying to recruit some radio stations in Oregon. And I'll tell you what, Oregon has never been the same since the crazy Cajun got here, okay?
Good.
But let's talk a little bit about your little company, Express Floors. You're a full-service flooring store. Tell us a little bit about your particular business and what you specialize in, but I also want to find out, give us a little update on the rebuilding process in the Big Easy.
Well, here at Express Floors, we are full service. We do the ceramic, the tile. We do everything from the wood, the engineered wood, the laminate, and also do some refinishing in this area. And I tell you, in this area, we're extremely busy with all types of those kinds of flooring because the money for the road home is starting to come back into this area. And so there's tons and tons of work out there and many different people trying to do they're being interior decorators themselves. And so there's so many different options as far as flooring that we offer, and they're asking for most of those options, and so we're trying to fulfill those needs. But the flooring business here is continuing to grow because people are coming back to New Orleans, and that's a wonderful thing for us here. And we're at the very tip of it, though. I mean, the nation thinks New Orleans is back on their feet, and we're not yet. We're a long ways from it. We think 3 to 5 years, but it's 3 to 5 years of rebuilding and putting floors in, and it's exciting to watch the city become like a brand-new city all over again. So it's really nice here.
Yeah, Frank, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I reported this many times about the – I do it once a month. I do a special show on giving the nation an update on the rebuilding process of New Orleans because they're not getting the true story from the mainstream media. And you're right.
It's not. This major city was destroyed. It was just put on its knees. But it's taking great people, great vision, where people are taking their own destiny in their hands to rebuild New Orleans and rebuild their lives. And you got to start from the ground up. Now, a lot of the products, flooring products, specifically your particular products, there's just so many options that are available now, where maybe 10, 12 years ago, these options were not available, with the type of tile and stone and decorative stuff and linoleum and, where do I start? It just keeps going on and on. But you do have a lot of options, don't you?
Well, you definitely do. There's a lot of options. And I'll tell you, one of our hottest growing categories right now is the laminate flooring. People don't really understand it, but the laminate flooring is a really good one for this area because there's a lot of property right now initially being built for tenants as far as landlords renting out. And so they're really headed towards getting a lot of these initial properties put together from a rental standpoint. And the laminate is a very extremely durable, very low maintenance product out there that gives them the same look and feel of hardwood, but also reacts a little bit differently to the moisture in this area, which is very high on the Gulf Coast. And so laminate's growing very quickly along with the ceramic, because there is still a fear that if they do have a flood, the ceramic is going to stand up better to the water if it ever comes back in here again. So ceramic is a very hot category, of course, down here.
Yeah, I have the little ceramic floor planks. Looks like the wood flooring, the boards.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, it's fantastic.
Well, that's right. And what we're finding is that people are putting those on the downstairs of their home in case it gets flooded, and they're actually putting the real wood product or the engineer product
upstairs.
On the upstairs of their home. So they're getting
right.
A combination of both.
Yeah, and you just described my house.
That's what's happening. There's still a fear here, and it is a fear. I mean, it's in the back of everyone's head, and it's sad to see that fear is there, and hopefully there'll be a day when New Orleans gets over that and can start living normal like they used to before the storm.
Now, Frank, let me ask you this. Y'all chose to be legitimate. Y'all chose to have a store. When you have a store, you have expenses. You have overhead. There's a lot of flooring. Wholesalers out there working out of their truck. They're not insured. They're fly-by-nights. Why did you choose to do the legitimate route and have a location, to be honest with you? I guess that's what I'm asking. And the advantages of dealing with a reputable flooring store.
Well, I tell you what happens in this area, and it's a sad thing. Whenever you have a disaster, there's always initially people get taken advantage of by people that are coming through and basically flying through the town to make a quick buck. What's happened in the area is New Orleans has reacted to that, and if you don't open a business that's legit, as a whole, you're going to miss out on lots of business because there's a lot of distrust in the area. And by having a store, putting some roots down, doing some insurance, showing that you're reputable and you're not going anywhere and you're here to help rebuild the city over a period of time, not just here to make a fast buck, and the community will respond to you. This is a very close-knit community, believe it or not, and the word gets out very quickly that you're trustworthy and your products are very good, that your teams are doing the installs are very good. And so if you don't do that, then the money will dry up very quickly. When at the same time, if you do it, you know what? New Orleans will pay for you and your business and help you grow because they trust you.
Well, I can remember about 8 months after Katrina, I counted about 52 new flooring stores across the whole major metropolitan area due to the licensing boards or the tax commission. I get these lists.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 52, I think they have 12 that still left.
Well, and that's what happens. And I tell you, everybody can come around and do that for a little while, but once again, the community will rear up and say, you know what, we're not going to take it anymore. And what they do is they quit doing business with them, and they do business with the people that they know is going to be around. And we found that New Orleans, like I said, is coming back together, and that word of mouth in this area is still very strong.
Well, Frank, hold it right there. We've got to take a break. We're talking to Frank Mays with Express Flooring. We're talking about the features and benefits on some latest trends in flooring materials. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator. You're listening to me live right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be back from the Oregon Broadcasters Convention.
Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Come on, Savannah. Welcome back. That's right. If you'd like to jump right into the gumbo pot with a question or comment, our phone is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350@yahoo.com. Also invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Well, let us help you with your weekend projects. I mean, and most importantly, we have complete access to all our industry experts. And all you have to do is go to hometalkusa.com. We're talking to Mr. Frank Mays with Express Flooring, talking about
the latest trends and advancements of flooring, why you should deal with a legitimate flooring store, and also giving us a little update on the rebuilding process of the Big Easy. I also want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning on the GCN radio network at GCNlive.com, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time, Sunday morning. All right, Frank, let me ask you this. Before the break, we were just talking about, you know, the fly-by-nights and the many companies that came to a devastating area of New Orleans, and how many of them are not there anymore. But this is just not a New Orleans thing. I mean, there's tragedies all over the country, and the consumer needs to understand that, you know, deal with somebody from the community that has a store, that has accountability, or you can find them, or if you do have a problem, because a lot of these people, when they're going to have, warranty issues, these flooring stores are not going to be there.
And that is the case. I tell you, a lot of times, you can tell a legitimate business by if they let the manufacturer handle the warranty, or do that store handle the warranty, and then they take care of the manufacturer themselves, but get the customer taken care of instead of putting the customer through this whole process of dealing with a manufacturer. And a lot of times when you have a guy who's fly by night, he's handing you a warranty and saying, hey, you know what, you're going to deal with these guys. But when you deal with a store, most time what we do in the store is we deal with you directly, make sure you get taken care of. And then we go back to that manufacturer and we fight it out with the manufacturer for you. And you're not stuck in this no man's land of trying to take care of business, but nobody wants to touch you. So it's very important
That's right. It's a good point. And matter of fact, I talk about that in my book. I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contract. I do talk about the difference of the warranties between dealing with the warranty from the manufacturer and warranty from the store itself. You know, the store, if they can handle the warranty issues, they can get it done a lot quicker. Get that great customer service, because, you know, it all goes down to customer service, though, Frank, because I'll be honest with you, there's a flooring store in every corner. Well, the difference, a lot of these floors have the same products, but there's two things you can't put a price on. You can't put a price on the labor or the craftsmanship or the guy actually installing the flooring, and you can't put a price on the customer service. So these are the two issues that can separate a flooring store from its competition.
I tell you, customer service goes above and beyond, especially in an area like it's been devastated like this area, even 2 years later. I mean, most of our customers have been beat up, continue to be beat up, or living in trailers, living with friends. And so they need that extra customer service, because throughout the last couple of years, they have been treated, or at least appeared to be treated, not very well. So customer service in our store is very important, and price is important. We're very competitive on price, but we're killing them with them customer service. And once you do that and the word gets out, people look past the price because they know they're getting something more valuable than the price.
Frank, can you talk about red flags? I mean, things that the consumer needs to be aware of. Maybe a red flag should go up when they're dealing with a flooring store that maybe you suggest to look for?
Well, one of the main red flags that I always see is when you get a price that's extremely cheap. I'm not talking about from an installation standpoint or from a product standpoint. I mean, the thing we were told by our grandparents is that you get what you pay for, so it's very important to always ask the right questions when you hear that. Because usually when the price is extremely cheap, you know what, you're probably not getting what you actually think you're getting. As far as the guy who's in the pickup truck, you know, you want to make sure you know where to find that guy. So it's very hard if you have a guy who just has a truck and he's driving around and he's doing flooring. One of the other things we look at as far from an installation standpoint, too, is he a plumber on Monday, an electrician on Tuesday, and a flooring guy on Wednesday? And he's a jack of all trades, a master of none. And those are the kind of guys that you take your flooring investment, and they actually destroy your investment because they mess up on the install. So there's a lot of things to look for, and the main thing is ask the right questions. And you've hit on the main thing is look for a location where you can go in and investigate the company.
Yeah. And also make sure the biggest problem I see, though, is what I call, hop shopping, which is basically going into your store and really not matching apples to apples and oranges to oranges, getting a price on a flooring that might be $2.20 a linear feet, square foot, and then going to another store and, it's $1.80. Well, you got to make sure you're matching apples, apples, and oranges, oranges. And then they expect to get that high-quality $2.20 square foot flooring you know, and get them to drop down to $1.80, but it's not the same. It's not the same product or the same grade.
I always break down cars, Mike, so that people realize when they come into our store. I tell them these are our Lexus, this is our Mercedes over here, and these are the Hondas, and over here I have a couple of Kias, and people can really relate to that, you know, and it's important.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's smart. I got a Mercedes over here. Oh, these are the Rolls over here, you know.
That's what we do, and you break it down that way people can understand it, you know. I mean, some people need to have Kias because, you know, that's where their budget is, but a lot of people, you know, they want to get something in the middle, the Hondas or the Toyotas, and we sell them their product, and you go that way and try to make it so it's simple for them to understand.
Yeah. Well, what about our new line, the Lamborghini line? What do you think about that? $1 million. You saw that car, $1 million?
Yeah, I saw that car. You know, I don't carry that line, you know, but that's such a niche market. But it's that was an interesting deal, that Lamborghini.
The Lamborghini flooring line. Oh, we're having a great time. We're talking to Frank Mays right there with Express Floors, giving us some great tips on dealing with a legitimate flooring company, dealing with a flooring company all across the nation, all across this country. There is some do's and don'ts, and Frank, you know, it's giving us the do's and the don'ts. And match apples to apples, orange to oranges. Make sure, you know, your flooring guy is carrying some basic liability workman's compensation insurance, and and have a location so you can have some kind of accountability in case you do have a warranty issue. And also, if it, you know, is the store going to give the warranty, or are you going to deal with the manufacturer? You know, you want both warranties, but is the flooring store going to take off the warranty and then battle out with the manufacturer? And these are all some great ideas, Frank, that you're throwing on the table right there.
Thank you. Well, they're very important in the flooring business because, like I said, this is an investment. And once you get that flooring down, you're trying to move on with your life and get your life back together. And the last thing you want to worry about is having to go to battle with somebody because there's a problem with something.
Yeah. Well, give us some contact information, Michael. How can we reach you, Frank?
Well, we have a store location at 2900 Elysian Fields, and that's in New Orleans. And our telephone number locally is 504-210-1735. We're open 7 days a week. And we have some very knowledgeable staff in our stores, and we welcome any kind of phone calls, whether you're buying a floor from us or just need some information. We're more than willing to answer any questions.
Well, great. Frank Mays, definitely thank you. We'll definitely get you back on in the near future. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
All right, we've got to take a short break, but we do broadcast live every Saturday from 3 to 6 on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network in the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun Man. Let's go and take a short break. Got to step away from the mic. This is Home Talk.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hi, this is Jeff Rents, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, we want to welcome you back to the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot with a question or comment, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. Excuse me, it's been changed. It's MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. I apologize. Also, we invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Well, let us help you with your weekend projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. All you have to do is go to HometalkUSA.com. Also, we do broadcast this show live every Saturday right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network from 3 to 6 Central Time. And also, we broadcast the show every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 Central Time. Also, I want everybody to repeat after me. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contractor. You know that the Better Business Bureau says that 1 out of 4 of you this year will be involved in some type of Better Business Bureau complaint with their agency. Do yourself a favor. Call me right now at 866-766-4426 or go to my website at HometalkUSA.com and order a copy of my book today. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contractor. Look, I'm going to show you how to locate, qualify, investigate a contractor, all the government agencies that can help you, how to bid your job. I can guide you from the time the contractor knocks on the door to the time you put your name on a contract. And the book is only $19.99. That's right. And as an added bonus, I will be available to you every Monday night live from 7 to 8 Central Time on my live Internet show to answer your questions. And talk about my live Internet show. We'd like to invite you to tune in to our Internet broadcast every Monday night from 7 to 8 Central Time. We have our own live Internet channel now. It's 24/7, 365. Also, we have downloaded about 150 past shows. So you can go down to our website at HometalkUSA.com and catch Home Talk each day and every day. And as I said, it is live every Monday night, and all you have to do, there is a catch. You must go to my website at HometalkUSA.com. Look to the top left. You can see the on-air button flashing. Click the on-air button, and man, all you have to do is have an Express Media player, and you can listen to our show. Also, if you're down into the Gulf Coast area, we do a live television show on the Cox 10, the Cox Communication Radio Television Network, every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Let's open, get to our third part of a three-part series that we're doing on replacement windows. We've already did two parts already, and this is the third and final part of window replacement. Just some basic advice that I do offer in window replacement that is just so important to do. So this is going to be the question, the third part. The biggest emails or the phone calls that we get is for determining when it's time to actually replace your windows. And this is what I want to tell you about that. I mean, all windows in a home should be inspected carefully on a yearly basis. So it doesn't matter how old your windows are, inspect them. Homes that are basically with windows that are over 20 years old should basically be checked out because windows can lose their energy efficiency. To determine if it's time for window replacement, what I would do is check the warm and cool spots inside your home near your windows. This could mean the windows are not doing enough to keep themselves insulated. If your windows are hard to close or open, don't stay open or it won't lock. These are signs that these windows need to be replaced. If draperies, rugs, or furniture are discolored or faded, you may want to upgrade with low-E coatings designed to filter the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays and reduce the fading inside the home. Now, remember, when replacing windows, check first for the building codes in your particular area. Many codes change regularly, and you may need to apply or comply with these local codes. And for more information on replacing your windows in your home, what you can do is visit SimontonWindows.com, the National Association of Remodeling Industry, at www.nary.org or Energy Star at www.energystar.com. All right, that concludes our three-part series on replacement windows. You can go to my website right now at hometalkusa.com. We will post and put up on our site this link, and it's going to say replacement windows on all three parts. Don't forget about our poll question of the week. I mean, according to the Associated Press, realtors, the realtors predict a drop in the 2007 home sales. A realtor group basically foresees that an 8.6% drop in existing home sales for 2007. Now, a trade group for the real estate agents on Tuesday of this week lowered its forecast to 2,000 existing home sales for the seventh straight month, predicting a drop of 8.6% from last year. Now, the National Association of Realtors revised their monthly prediction and calls for U.S. existing home sales of 5.9 million in 2007 will be down 6.5 million last year. Now, the forecast is basically well below last month's prediction of 6.8% drop. I mean, look, this is startling information. Now, the forecast comes as delinquency among borrowers are very weak right now. Our subprime credit have risen dramatically over the past year, and other loans are showing weakness as well. So what I want to do right now, can you please call me at 1-800-259-5791? The call is free. And let me know, and I want to know, how is the housing market in your particular part of the country? And I tell you what, if you call this show and participate in this poll question, I will give you, not put your name in a drawing, but I will give you a copy of my book, send it to you free of charge. My book, I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contract, available on my website right now for $19.99. I will pay the postage. So call the show right now at 1-800-259-5791. We are broadcasting live right here from the Oregon Broadcasters Convention here in Eugene, Oregon. The Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, we're on a field trip right now. And I'm over here trying to recruit some radio stations in the northwest part of this country. Well, let's go and take a short break. We'll come back. Got a couple emails to read. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. Please don't go nowhere. We almost got 2 hours in the can and one to go. You're listening to the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. My name is Michael King.
and this is Home Talk.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp. Used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Let's go ahead and grab some of these emails right quick. We have pretty much a lot of them. I can't get to all of them. Let's try to get this one. Toilet troubles. Question, Michael King. My three-year-old has been stuffing paper towels in the toilet. I plunged the towels down the toilet drain. Then I smelled an awful smell and found sewage and some towels in the bathtub drain. What should I do? Okay, that's pretty simple. I would try snaking out that bathtub drain with a plumber's aug. You can insert that plumber's aug, which is basically a snake, into the overflow lever in the tub itself. What you can do is unscrew the cap over the lever and pull it right out. You can clean it with bleach and stick the snake into this particular space. Now, what I would do, though, is put a cup of bleach in the drain and let it sit for an hour or so, and then open up the taps, and everything should go down, to be honest with you. Now, remember, wear skin and eye protection when working with bleach, and do not mix bleach with anything except water. All right. Getting rid of fingerprints. Okay. I have some nice cherry hardwood cabinets in my kitchen, and there are millions of fingerprints around the knobs. There are also some watermarks. Washing them with warm water had no effect. Furniture polish did nothing. What can I use? I would wash it with paint thinner, to be honest with you. What I would do is wet the surface thoroughly, let it sit for a few minutes, then wipe it clean. You can also restore the shine by buffing it with a dry cloth. But use lots of ventilation when working with paint thinner, though, okay? Not only are the fumes toxic, they can also be flammable. All right, let's see. Another email. Pesky odors. Question. I have a bureau that is solid oak, and it is beautiful, except that the inside of the drawers are the inside of the drawers and the inside of the bureau itself is unfinished oak. Smells strange, a sort of stale odor that just doesn't seem to go away. What can I do? If you have ever smelled fresh-cut oak, you know it has a particular slight decayed smell. Not unpleasant once you get used to it, though. But beauty is in the nose of the beholder. And one person's aroma is another person stenched. You can try washing it with a strong solution of baking soda and water, or one part household bleach and three parts water. Now remember to use proper safety precautions when using bleach or any other cleaning products. All right. Let's see, we'll get to this other email. We definitely want to thank you for the emails, and just keep them coming at michaelking1350@yahoo.com. This is a bad one. Someone threw eggs on the windows on my front door. How can I remove all that mess? Ooh, that's always been a dilemma. What I usually do, so that's evident, and you must have think that I got my house egged already, which I have, you know. It probably was by some unlicensed contractors to find out where I lived. But what I would do is apply a strong mix of laundry soaker, you know, a laundry detergent such as Biz, Axion, or Shout to the mess. And basically what you do is leave it on for a few minutes. It will break up the eggs. And then what you do is basically rinse it. So you can use Biz or Shout, some type of strong laundry detergent. All right. Look at this one. Now, this is getting really, really in there. Removing powdered post beetles. Okay. This has been a problem. Very rarely, but there's a lot of you that suffers this problem, so we're going to try to definitely help you out. I have powdered post beetles in one of my closets. I can see the small holes in the wood, and there are tiny amounts of sawdust. And they are indeed like a powder on the floor. To be honest with you, I would try this before calling an exterminator, okay? What you can do is basically paint the holes with a paint thinner and possibly fill the holes with that wood filler or some type of wood filler. Or force straight bleach into the hose. One thing about powdered post beetles, they often come and go here one day and go on the next. Okay. Oh, this is a good email here. Let's do this one because we only got about a minute and a half left, and the other one's going to take too long. Removing silicone caulking. I use silicone caulk to caulk around my tub surrounding the shower, but I spilled some of the ceramic tile on the ceramic tile and the cast iron porcelain on the enamel tub. How can I remove it? Basically, what this email says is she spilled some caulk on the ceramic tile. What you can do is soak it with some type of rubbing alcohol, which should soften that silicone enough to scrape it off with some type of razor scraper. The tile and the porcelain enamel are very tough finishes, though, but be careful not to scratch them or brandish the scraper. Okay, when we come back, we got one more email to read from Trevor, replacing window seals. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. We have 2 hours in the can and one to go. I am the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk.
I'll be back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowegi.com. S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. We're pretty much wrapping up this edition of Home Talk. We definitely want to thank our friend Ms. Rebecca Taylor with Simonton Windows, talking a little window replacement, and also all the many emails that we received, and also the tremendous response we got on our three-part series on window replacement. Let's hop and grab this last email from Trevor. Wants to know about replacing window seals. My exterior wood window seals need repainting. The wood in some of the sills needs filling before painting. I was wondering, what can I use to fill that wood? The condition of the wood is really not good, but the wood is not rotten either, just a little bit dried out and old. Trevor, I don't know of any exterior sill, though, that is not dried or old, to be honest with you. But this is what I would do. If the depressions are real shallow, you can prime it with some type of all-base exterior paint to even out those depressions and fill it with some type of latex house paint. If the depressions are very deep, though, you're going to have to fill them with some type of Bondo or epoxy auto body filler or some type of wood rot filler. Both fillers can be sanded and painted. All right, that was Trevor, and what a good email question. If you'd like to email the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, my email address is michaelking@1350@yahoo.com. Got a couple of programming notes that we are broadcasting live right now. I'm in Eugene, Oregon. I'm covering the Oregon Broadcast Convention here at the Hilton Hotel. Decided to come over here to Oregon and try to expand our little Home Talk family and try to recruit some Oregon stations to start carrying the best in home improvement information and education. This show is a little different. You know, we're not your basic fix your toilet show or basic handyman show. I am a general contractor, a licensed, tested general contractor. We talk about building, remodeling, renovation, and, you know, the do-it-yourself projects, how to hire a contractor, how to fire a contractor. I mean, we are broadcasting live here. I broadcast live every Saturday from 3 to 6 right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. This is when I'm live. This is when I'm behind the famous golden hammer microphone. So come on, call in at 1-800-259-5791. Also, this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. All right, with that about cues it for this edition of Home Talk. We got two in a can, and hey, we got one to go of the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, and this is Home Talk. Be back in 5.
As our community recovers and rebuilds, it is critical that we make smart energy choices, not only because of current energy prices, but because the choices we make today will last for years to come. Energy Star can help. Energy Star is a government-backed program that offers advice and information about energy-efficient building and renovation. And look for the Energy Star label when buying products for your home or office, like refrigerators, appliances, and air conditioners. To learn more, go to EnergyStar.gov.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources.
Tire.